Okay, welcome back to Let's Talk. I'm Sharad, with me Amelia and Anum. Amelia is the author of this book, Living Art, The Lives of 14, the Inspired Lives of 14 Malaysian Artists and Their Practice. And Anum is a well-known artist herself who's contributed a chapter, who she's, well, featured rather, in one of the chapters, one of the 14 artists that Amelia, you picked. Now, Amelia, many people who write books and put books together, and it's a beautiful thing that's come out. Congratulations on that. You might have regrets, some things that you wish you'd put into the book that didn't go into the book. Do you have, are there gaps in the storytelling here that you would like to see filled with the next book or by others in their own projects?
I think definitely there were a lot of artists that I would have liked to include. Working in so many different other media, like site-specific works, like Chinese traditional painting, it's really interesting, ceramics, you know. So there were a lot of other artists, but due to time constraints, I couldn't include all of them.
Right, so this would be just more artists, more stories.
Yes.
I'll come back to that, because I have a follow-up question to that, but I want to ask you, Anum, were there things that you, in this chapter featuring you, that you said that you wish you hadn't said? Do you regret now that everybody can see your studio and see how obsessively neat you are in your studio? I don't know if you cleaned it up, because it looks, you know, like obsessively neat. Things that you might have revealed about yourself that you didn't intend to?
Well, I'm fine with it because now I've moved to a new studio, yep. So that's old story. I think I kind of answered most of her question. I think the part that I hold back basically is personal matters and things like that, because it kind of intertwined with, you know, your life, and what I do for a living is painting. So it's kind of like everything's meshed together. So.
Yeah, I mean, do you find that, you know, there was always a resistance? I mean, how far, Amelia, could you get in the storytelling, in terms of the processes, the thinking about the work, you know, that take place in darker moments, or maybe in the full glare of the sun, but, you know, whatever it is, were there things that you didn't want to tell or couldn't, or you pulled yourself back from putting into the book?
Yes, actually there was a lot of editing involved, and I think I have to be very sensitive to the artist. If I feel that they have given me more private information than they really wanted to, I pull it back, because I want to keep that trust between myself and the artist, you know.
Yeah, and how much, because we all love gossip, and we all love to peer deeply into the lives of, and this is what artists do. In fact, artists in many ways peer deep into our souls, right? So this is a bit of payback time, right, in some ways. Do you think that there's any value in getting into the deep, dark places that every artist, because they are, in fact, individuals and flawed and so on and so forth, is there any value in that?
I think there is. I think people already know that, in a way. And I think there's no need for me to actually put it in the book.
Okay. Might be a bit gratuitous. Though, I must say, then there are any number of biographies written, especially of dead artists, where it becomes extraordinarily revealing when you learn about their struggles with their sexuality or with their society. You know, the fact that you're a woman artist, do you think Anum has played a large part in the kind of art that you make?
Of course, yeah, definitely.
And did you tell Amelia that story? The story of being a woman artist in Malaysia?
Well, I'm gonna write a memoir. No, I don't know. I mean, the question was quite direct about painting technique and all that. I didn't think you asked any personal questions, no?
Oh, okay. I get the hesitation. Okay, what's next for you, Amelia? When you said you might include more people, right?
That's, I think, one idea. Yeah.
But what about approaches? I mean, what paths of questioning would you change if this has focused largely on the space they create and their practice?
Actually, I was thinking a really interesting project would be to do little videos, a similar style to this book, but to do it as short videos, because that's what people love to watch
right now. They they love watching short videos on YouTube, right? So that would be a great way to, I think, let the public in on behind the scenes of the contemporary artists of Malaysia. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What about you, Nanum? Do you think there's a space for a novel, perhaps, about artists, or a deep, biopic of some of our famous artists? You know,
yes,
people. Certainly. Yeah. Where we can actually plumb the depths of their souls.
Yep.
Who would you like, if you could choose an artist that you would like to hear more about, a really kind of full account of their lives, who would you go back in time and?
I would like to know more about our senior artists like Latif Muhyiddin, Sharifah Fatima Zubair. There's not enough to me information about them available. Behind the scene. I mean, there's catalogs of their works, or also, what's the name?
Okay, there's Reza Piyadasa, who died several years ago as well. Oh, what about you? I mean, if there was a movie rather than short videos, I understand the appeal, but they don't maybe allow for that kind of exploration. Who would you explore if you were commissioned to do a kind of serious biographical sketch?
Wow, that's a good question.
Yeah, and it's a question, I guess, that we all, I think, in the arts community, valuing the lives of our artists, might think about where and who's going to do this work, and whether we're going to be putting money behind this and resources, right? Very, very important.
Yes.
Because without money and resources, this book would never have been published. I'd like to thank the publishers.
Crowdfunded,
absolutely.
Yes.
Eureka Books for putting this together. Amelia, of course, for writing it.
Yeah.
Anum for saying yes to being a part of this project.
Thank you.
Thank you both for being on the show. It's been a lovely conversation. I've been speaking to Amelia Ong and Anum, or Noor Mahnoon Mohammed. She's one of the artists featured in this book, Living Art, The Inspired Lives of 14 Malaysian Artists and Their Practice, published by Eureka Books in Penang. I'm Sharad Kutin. This has been Let's Talk, only on Astro One.